Hey there, pig. And welcome to the farm. We train a lot of animals and men how to be perfect animals, to be slobs. Now, I know we've had some training with you before, but it's been nothing like this intense. Because today, we're going to need to explain to you what being a pig is going to be like for you. How serious of a change it's going to be for you to become a huge hog, a massive pig. But don't worry, first we're going to make sure that brain is just a little bit slower, and make sure that that whole body is nice and relaxed as you listen to my voice and the sounds of your pig brothers hanging out around you. You can already feel it. My words and your brain slowing down bit by bit. So we'll start with a deep breath in, pig. And out. And another deep breath in. And out. Feeling all that tension and stress just dripping away. Aww. You're doing so well, so deep and relaxed, so slow and heavy. The weight of being a slob making it so hard to think. Your thoughts heavy and slow. Take another deep breath in with me, pig. Hold it for a few seconds. And relax. All that tension going, body relaxing. Head, shoulders, belly. All this feeling so good and relaxed. That stress and tension starting at your head just beginning to fade away. Over your shoulders, down over your belly. Your ass feeling so good. Your cock hard and excited. Your legs relaxed and your feet. Finally, your little pig feet. So heavy and slow. You feel safe and relaxed because Master Hog is here to guide you, to keep you safe. You're doing so well, pig. So for a second, I'm going to count down from 10 to one, and when we reach one, you will be deep, deep in trance, relaxed, heavy, slow, a good pig. 10. Feeling so big and so heavy. 9. Slower and slower. 8. Body barely able to feel it. 6. The mind too hard to even use, just slow, mindless thoughts. 6. Becoming the mind of a pig. 5. Bit by bit, just dropping deeper and deeper. 5. Just a little bit slower now. Halfway there. 4. That whole body just feeling so good. 3. You can almost hear it. The squeals and oinks and moos of dumb animals in every direction. 2. It's like you're here with me. You can feel it now, the straw beneath your feet. And 1. Deep and relaxed. Here with Master on the farm. Barely able to recognize where you are. You're so deep that all matters is my voice. Because pigs are slow and so easy. They barely think. It's just so simple for you to drop and sink. There you go, pig. You're doing so well. Because there are certain aspects of a pig's life that you may not have considered before. And I'm here to make sure that you know them. Because pigs, they sweat a lot. They have belly fat. They're dumb. They're stupid. They eat with their mouths open. They miss food and make a mess. They burp. They're mindless animals. When people think of a pig, they think of their guts. Their stink. Pigs don't really get names for most people because they're all just pigs. Just like you, because you're a good pig. You want to rub your belly and show it off. And when you want to eat, you want to make a mess, a big mess, using your hands, food falling out your mouth as you chew onto your gut, and a normal person would clean it, but pigs? Pig like you might be tempted to smear that food all over themselves, to get it into all their fat, sweaty crevices, because it makes them feel good. Pigs want to be messy. They want to show off to others how big their guts can be. They're prideful animals. You want to show off to people how massive you're getting. Burping in public is amazing. Lifting your pits and showing off sweat patches to your mates is masculine. It shows what a big slob you're becoming, that you have no control. And this is exactly what your life is going to be from now on. And the more you listen to this file, the harder it's going to be to resist this lifestyle. But as a pig, you don't want to resist. And any resistance you might have had is just melting away. Because all you want is to grow, to be hungry, to make that belly as big as it can be. You want it to take over your life, for it to be all people think about. You'll never be full. You're going to have stretch marks, an ugly face, a pig nose, chubby cheeks, round gut, ass crack on show, all day, every day. You are a pig. People are going to see your gut coming and think, that's a pig. No one cares about your name or who you are, just that fat lard is going to be filled up into that gut, and over again, you are going to make yourself bigger. And just to help, to make sure that you're going to be sticking to your new rules and being as fat and horrible and sweaty as you can be, we're going to take a brief moment and, you know, we're going to take a bit of time. So why don't you take another deep breath in, feeling so big and so heavy, and out. And another deep breath in. What a big pig. I'm so proud of you. And out. Good pig. I can see you're gonna be very, very easy to train. So from now on, when you're presented with food of any kind, you're going to start eating with your hands, with your face, straight down into the food, pig mouth open, dumb and slow, chewing loud, burping to make more room, slapping your gut and showing off how massive it is. These are the aspects of a pig you will now embrace. Because food is never enough. Your gut is never full. You can always eat more. Because pigs don't have a limit. They just keep eating. They can't stop themselves. They don't have any control. When a pig thinks it's full, it realizes that it's not, and that actually all it wants to do is keep eating. And all you want to do is keep eating. That's what being a fat pig is like. It makes you fatter and uglier and easier to recognize as a pig. And over time, as you eat and get fatter and fatter, your face will round out, Your nose will bunch up. Your neck's gonna get rolls, pig. Your fat fingers are gonna show everyone that all you can use them for is shoving grease into that face. Your legs will be slow and rounded sticks of meat. And that belly, it's going to be all people think about from now on. When they see you, they're going to think, that dude over there, you mean the one with the massive gut the same size as me? Yeah, he's okay. Because you're going to be so big that when people look at you, that's all they'll think about. They're going to remind themselves that you're not a person. You're a big gut pig. They won't think of you of anything else than a fat pig. That way, as your body reflects your pig nature, people and other pigs will see you and know what you are. It'll be so much easier for people to know how to treat you when you're such a fucking fat slob all the time. They're gonna know. They're gonna hang out with you, and new people are gonna meet you, and they're gonna know straight away by the way you behave, how massive you've gotten, when you burp in their face, when you show off your sweat stains. They'll know what a huge fucking pig you are. And when you get home, you'll be posting pictures to show it off, feeling proud and getting advice from other pigs makes you so fucking horny, being made to grow by other disgusting slobs. It's all you want, a sty to wallow in mud, and learn how to be even nastier and fatter and more of a pig. And here you are. Too late to look worried now. You're already so big. And honestly, I don't think there's any turning back for you. You're growing fast. And I think that the other pigs are really keen to help you. Some of them look very excited. And for the next hour or two after this file, you won't just be hungry. You won't be able to stop eating. You're going to be a machine. Gut doesn't even matter when you're this mindless. You oink and squeal and ram food into your mouth. On all fours, cake into your face. That's the goal.